back at it now. I'm just looking at it. Yeah, President Joe Biden lost the big momentum. After coming into office, following one of the most contentious elections in American history, the Democrats were ready to take the nation by storm. They wanted to tear it right down to the studs and rebuild it all. The executive orders were flying off the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. The southern border wall construction stopped in its tracks. The Keystone XL pipeline canceled. All sorts of comments were made about, racism and critical race theory and all of these things. But suddenly, bad policies have gotten the attention of too many Americans. And yes, there are a whole host of bad policies. Bad policies like an open border. Bad policies like critical race theory. Bad policies like allowing riots to continue unabated. And bad policies not just from the present, but from the ongoing, constant racist messages, the failed border, the failed Democratic governors, the failed economic policies, because everybody knows the bill is going to come. You can sit here and take all the free money you want, boys and girls, but somebody's going to pay for it, and it's most likely going to be you. You can see it at the gas pump. You can see it elsewhere. And you can see Democrat governors like Whitmer continuing to try to keep things locked down while Governor Ron DeSantis and Republicans reject big tech, reject sanctuary cities, reject lockdowns, reject all of the nonsense from the left, and most recently Ron DeSantis rejecting mask mandates and everything else. In fact, I think I've got Governor DeSantis here. Let me see which bite this is. I want you to hear this. It's bite number one. He made it official yesterday, if you missed it. All COVID-19 restrictions will be gone. Gone by July 1. The first governor in America to return all freedom to the citizens of his state, that being Florida, of course, which means Florida will also be the first to heal its economy and thrive more than it already is. More than it already is. Listen to this. Bite one. Go.
It's effective July 1st. I'll also sign an executive order pursuant to that bill invalidating all remaining local emergency COVID orders effective on July 1st. But then to bridge the gap between then and now, I'm going to suspend under my executive power the local emergency orders as it relates to COVID. I think that's the evidence-based thing to do. I think the fact that I think folks that are saying that they need to be policing people at this point, if you're saying that, you really are saying you don't believe in the vaccines. You don't believe in the data. You don't believe in the science. We've embraced the vaccines. We've embraced the science on it. The data, I've said, has been good from the beginning in terms of clinical trials. It's even better in real life. And so it's available. We want everyone to get it. And if you get it, just know that the reason you get it is because we want to be able to have people enjoy themselves and live freely in the state of Florida. So,
yeah, there you go. Live freely in the state of Florida. Compare and contrast that to Michigan, where the governor came out last week with her back to normal. Ignoramus catchphrase. A bumper sticker, back to normal. That is so catchy and cute. You're adorable. Love the blue. Yeah, that's right. I said it. In order to reach that milestone, Michigan will have to get close to 5.7 million residents, 16 and over, that have at least one shot, which is weird because I didn't think one shot did anything. I thought you had to have two shots and 2 weeks after that and so on and so forth. As of the end of April, there were 4 million people. And right now we're told that we just got to 50%. Okay? 50%. Now, 300,000 shots are going in arms per week. We need 1.7 million. And some of those shots, of course, are second doses, so those don't change the dynamic at all. Right? So at least 6 weeks, if we stay on the pace of 300,000 shots a week, which we won't because the shots have dropped by 52% in Michigan. And so you take 6 weeks, plus you're intervening 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, so you're 10 weeks away, minimum if you started today, which pushes you into August, which is really September, because we're not even at the first milestone yet, and it'll continue to slow down, I believe. So we're looking at October at the earliest, my best guess, October at the earliest to meet the threshold from Governor Whitmer to fully reopen. And by the way, the idea that the back to normal would give Michigan a boost, again, it fell 52% in the last week. Vaccines have fallen 52% in the last week. The rate of vaccination, it went from 600 and some thousand to 300,000. Can't make that stuff up, which means the vaccinations are running slower and slower and slower. Let's see here. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com, supporting American farmers. It's a Michigan company putting fresh fruits and vegetables on your dinner table tonight. There's no delivery charge, by the way. When you order from Patriot Foods, no delivery charge here or anywhere in America. All right? Fresh fruits and vegetables, frozen if you'd like them that way. Plus meat and cheese from the Amish. Plus a brand new beef deal coming your way as well. It's all coming together for you, right? PatriotFoods.com. And for the best pet foods, Great Lakes Pet Food. The best dog food I've ever had for my dogs. Best dog food ever, GreatLakesPetFood.com. Check that out. Also a Michigan company. Yeah, and while I'm talking about great Michigan companies, how about Paul Mahaney and Wolverine Water? Best water treatment systems, Michigan made. Michigan people putting it all together for you as well. All right? Quick break. Some final thoughts after this.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at SteveGruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLA Grills.com.